News Talk Tonight is on with your host, Jim Richards, on the iHeartRadio Talk Network.
That music means one thing. Richard Prowse, does he love these movies that are opening this week? We've got four movies to get to this week. Richard, what do you got?
In Godzilla Kong, The New Empire, a new monster mania flick now playing in theaters, Godzilla and the Almighty Kong face a colossal threat hidden deep within the planet, challenging their very existence and the survival of the human race.
For most of human civilization, we believe that life could only exist on the surface of our planet. What else were we wrong about?
Is that a mini Kong?
Sometimes you just want to smash stuff. And if you can't get into one of those anger rooms, you can get into this movie. I hope that it's great. I'm hoping it's 3 stars, Tony.
I'm going to guess 3.5.
All right. What do you got, Noah?
I'm going to say 2.
What are you saying, Richard?
The clunky story is essentially an excuse to pit Kong and Godzilla against other titans, and it doesn't have the grace or emotion of Godzilla Minus One, but Godzilla Kong, The New Empire, turns it up to 11. It's a crowd pleaser, although mileage may vary on your level of fandom of rock'em sock'em action, but it comes in and goes out with a roar. It's pretty cool. It's a bigger is better movie, the cinematic equivalent of a monster truck rally, and despite some dodgy CGI, I gave Godzilla Kong, The New Empire, now playing in theaters, 3 out of 5 stars.
All right. Okay. And a lot of people are going to be seeing that this weekend. Richard, what's the next movie?
In The Land of Saints and Sinners, a new Irish thriller now playing in theaters, Liam Neeson plays a former assassin who leads a quiet life in a coastal Irish town, far from the political violence that grips the rest of the country. When menacing terrorists show up, he must choose between exposing his secret identity and defending his friends and neighbors.
Try and do some good before you find yourself here.
How many people have you killed altogether?
There's more to me than this. I'd like folks to see it.
Finbar Murphy has done something unforgivable. You can give him a message. We'll tear right through this godforsaken place. No one will be safe.
Land of Saints and Sinners with Liam Neeson. I don't know. To me, it sounds like a lot of Liam Neeson movies. That doesn't make it bad, but I'm going to say 3 stars, Tony.
Oh, 3.5 just for the accents alone.
All right. What about you, Noah?
2.5.
Richard, what about The Land of Saints and Sinners? What are you getting at?
The action at the center of In the Land of Saints and Sinners sounds like it could sit nicely on the shelf with any of Neeson's recent, more generic action movies. But there's a different, more nuanced flavor to this one. It succeeds because it delivers tension and interesting characters, but just as importantly, because it drops some of the cliches of Neeson's recent output in favor of authenticity. And that's why I gave In the Land of Saints and Sinners 3 out of 5 stars.
3 out of 5. 2 threes so far. Richard usually gives us 3 movies. He's given us 4 this weekend. What's the third one?
In Late Night with the Devil, a new horror film now playing in theaters, a live 1977 television broadcast goes horribly wrong, unleashing evil into the nation's living rooms.
Please welcome Dr. June Ross Mitchell and Lily, the young subject of the book, Conversations with the Devil.
I really don't think it's a good idea, Jack. She's becoming more unpredictable.
That's a good thing. That's why we still do live TV. Ladies and gentlemen, please stay tuned for a live television first as we attempt to commune with the devil.
You get out there, Mr. Midnight, and you knock him dead.
Late Night with the Devil. We have to admit that we're cheating right now because Richard Krause is on TV in Toronto at the exact same time reviewing movies. And we just all saw what he gave this movie. So we'll take up, and should we all, we're all going to say 3.5.
3.5, yeah.
All of us will say 3.5.
I read his lips. He
the
said
timing, impeccable. So why 3.5, Richard?
Late Night with the Devil is a Faustian showbiz satire about the price some are willing to pay for success. Talk show host Jack Delroy is the smiling face of ambition, the man who is willing to unleash evil in exchange for a point or two in the ratings. David Desmalchian nails the hosting duties, but it is his darker side, the suppressed fear, anxiety, and greed that really impresses. Late Night with the Devil feels rushed near the end, but contains enough genuinely disturbing images and ideas to become a found footage favorite. And that's why I gave it 3.5 stars out of 5.
Woohoo!
All right. I actually, you know what, horror is not my genre, just because I think so many of them are the same. And like, I'm going to watch another horror movie, it's the same as a million other movies. So if he says that it's unique, then I will take a look at it. What is the fourth and final one, Richard?
In Autumn and the Black Jaguar, a new action-adventure film for the whole family and now playing in theaters, 14-year-old Autumn returns to the Amazon rainforest to save her childhood village and her beloved best friend, an endangered jaguar.
Is that a baby jaguar? We're going to call you home. I'm always going to protect you.
Dear Doc, the situation is getting worse by the day. There's only one jaguar left, and its days are numbered.
We have to go save home.
We left the jungle 8 years ago. We're not going anywhere.
Her best friend is a jaguar?
What? I wish that jaguar was a car. It would be way, way better, I think. I'm going to give it 2. What about you, Noah?
I'm going to say 3.
And Tony?
We're right down the middle at 2.5.
Richard?
Autumn and the Black Jaguar is a wholesome film, fit for the whole family, but with oversized performances, stereotyped characters, and predictable story beats. But as an issue-driven film, the movie is shaped to suit the messages, not the other way around. The result is a film that works mostly as a conveyance for environmental lessons about wildlife trafficking, more than a convincing action-adventure film. And that's why I gave the movie, now playing in theaters, 2 stars out of 5.
Whoa, okay, let's go through them again. Autumn and the Black Jaguar, 2 stars. Late Night with the Devil, 3.5. Land of Saints and Sinners, 3. Godzilla and Kong, 3 as well. So, a good list of movies that are opening this weekend or streaming this weekend. Still to come here on News Talk Tonight, what is an Ozempic baby? We will hear from our friend Dr. Mitch. Plus, in a matter of moments, is the Renter's Bill of Rights a joke? Or is it something that we should be taking seriously? We'll find out coming up in a matter of moments. I'm Jim Richards. This is our Thursday as a Friday version of News Talk Tonight. It's the iHeartTalk Radio Network.